This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. In a phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss to President-elect Joe Biden. AP's Julie Walker has more.
In the hour-long Saturday call, Trump repeatedly pushes his disproven claims of fraud to try and get his way.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
But Brad Raffensperger continually disagrees with Trump's claims.
President Trump, we've had several lawsuits, and we've had to respond in court to the lawsuits and the contentions. We don't agree that you have won.
Georgia candidates votes three times before certifying Biden's win by a margin of 11,779 votes. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join an almost assuredly futile effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the Electoral College vote, showing that Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in the November election. The certification of the Electoral College vote favoring Biden is the last step before he is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. All 10 living former U.S. Secretaries of Defense have joined in cautioning against any attempt to use the military in the cause of overturning November's presidential election. The former Pentagon chiefs, both Republicans and Democrats, put their names to an opinion article published in the Washington Post. The article says the time for questioning the results of the election has passed. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Britain began administering the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine Monday. British officials say a 500,000 doses of the vaccine are ready for use. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain has taken another big step in the fight against COVID-19 by starting to give the first shots in the world from the vaccine created by Oxford University and pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. It's being administered at a small number of hospitals for the first few days so authorities can watch out for any adverse reactions. But hundreds of new vaccination sites at both hospitals as well as local doctors' offices will launch this week, joining the more than 700 already in operation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Japan says it will consider declaring a state of emergency for the greater Tokyo metropolitan area as coronavirus cases climb, casting fresh doubt over whether it can push ahead with the Olympics and keep economic damage to a minimum. Reuters' Brian Wood reports.
A month into its third coronavirus wave, Tokyo may soon return to a state of emergency this week, throwing more doubt on whether Japan can host the Olympic Games this year. That's according to Japanese leader Yoshihide Suga on Monday, as the country faces record numbers of new cases. While it's seen nearly a quarter of a million cases, Japan's never gone under a rigid lockdown seen elsewhere. Instead, the prime minister before Suga, Shinzo Abe, declared a state of emergency last spring that shut down schools and non-essential businesses for over a month. Since then, Japan's largely relied on voluntary closings to combat the virus. It's uncertain what a new emergency declaration would look like. Suga has so far resisted any drastic steps to restrict economic activity.
That is Reuters' Brian Wood reporting. In the United States, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says in his city, someone is infected with the coronavirus every 6 seconds, and he is warning that what is happening in Los Angeles can and will be coming in many communities in America. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow start in the U.S. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and distributed more than 13 million. The United States has reversed a decision to send home a Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East, citing tensions with Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller says the move was made in response to recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.